We're hot. We're hot.
I was laying on my daddy's.
What's Hopefully up? People can't see my penis. We're fucking hot right now.
We're very hot right now. You got the bean correct, dude.
I don't.
You got to lean back. You got to recline the bean.
You reclined my bean, which is it's
my neck.
It's nice,
I
but
can't.
I let the bean. I let the bean, dude. These are the biggest beans too. These are Big Joe's. Biggest
That's when
beans.
You know you've got a problem.
What?
When you've outgrown beans.
I think you're just a man.
Well, these aren't straight beans. I mean, they have chair form. It's True. Not straight circular ball beans.
True. Dude, I've been sleeping. I spend a lot of, I'm not bragging, I spend a lot of time on beans. I have these really nice, like full length. You've seen my, you ever
that's
seen
not
bean
a brag,
bags
that's
in my
fine.
House?
Yes.
There's full body
ones,
ones
you can
that
like
form
lay
when
down,
you lay in them.
Just fall down on them.
I have one of those next to Maya's bed. So like when she wakes up in the middle of the night, me and her lay on this big bean bag, dude. And I've clocked like double digits
that's
hours
really
of sleep
great.
Last week. Wow. Oh man. It's
no,
so
but it's
sweet.
Just very sweet.
That is sweet.
Dude.
Yeah. We were just talking about lying on your dad before.
I was laying on my daddy's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Your daughter will have memories her whole life of listening to your.
She'll remember
your
waking
belly
up
rumble.
One night and seeing you fucking ass naked in a rocking chair.
There's a point. There's
That's
a point.
Terrifying.
You have to, dude. You have to stop being naked around them. It's so hard to stop. I don't know.
Well, you're naked a lot. I'm rarely. I'm not.
Yeah,
naked.
It's really? Not. If you're not naked a lot, it's not hard to stop. Yeah. It would be pretty easy.
I'm naked. Yeah, I'm naked.
You're naked. You get home. The clothes come off.
Yeah, I sleep naked. Yeah, pretty much. Dude, as soon as the baby's in bed,
when
I'm
I got in my Airbnb, I was just my the lady let me in and gave me a tour of the Airbnb at like 9 p.m.
Really?
Yeah, it was very odd. It was nothing sexual.
I'm not saying
that. That sounds a little bit like an independent film.
No, it does sound like the beginning of an independent film, like that real estate one. You ever watched the property?
I think I've seen a couple of
those. Are my favorites, dude. Some hot real estate ladies,
Sundance or whatever. Yeah,
the guy's like, "Hey, I got a film for my boss. I got to check out the house. I'll give you $5,000 if you know." We'll settle this deal right now.
She really wants to sell it.
I'm pretty sure that's like real life. I think that's what realtors do.
Definitely.
I think I heard you bring this up once.
Yeah, I'm sure we had this exact conversation.
Yeah, that's what they actually.
Oh, excuse me.
At a certain point, if the house is on the market too long, God, they'll just fuck you.
This is the Patreon. the fuck was like, oh yeah. So we get inside. She takes her shoes off. And she's wearing a fucking mask. And she was like. She's great. She's very sweet. Yeah. But she's like, took her shoes off.
She said,
I was like,
take your mask off.
I was like, do you want me to take my shoes off too? She's like, yeah, if you could do that every time. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She wants us to not wear shoes in the Airbnb.
Really?
Guess what, lady?
Yeah, dude, you're stomping in
her
sneakers.
I'm wearing shoes.
Yeah, you got to keep your sneakers on.
And then when I got in there, there was a Kamala Harris book on the fucking counter.
Really?
Yeah.
Who the fuck would buy that?
You've got to be a real dude. There's no chance she read that.
No,
nobody
way,
read
dude.
That fucking book.
No,
it's like, well, my time as district of, it's like, who gives a fuck?
Oh, dude, it's crazy. She's yeah. She's,
check how many books Jill Biden sold. This is a pretty fun fact.
Really?
She wrote a book and like 200 copies got sold.
Really? JB, Jill Biden,
Jill, his wife.
Did you hear?
She sold 250 books
dude,
in the first week. Dude.
Did you hear about how... What?
Yeah.
I think I might have sold more books than her last
Overlook is significantly more popular.
I think so. I think I sold more books.
Significantly more popular.
It's crazy
than Joe
that they wouldn't even fluff it up. Dude. Like, call Amazon and say, listen, we don't just fluff up
Make sure
numbers.
This doesn't get out.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, really. Well, a lot of times what they end up doing is they'll buy a bunch of their books. So
how did they not buy their own copies?
Yeah, you buy your own copy. Yeah, exactly. And you put it in the best.
Also, it is astonishing that 250 people are that fucking dumb that they went out and bought a fucking Jill Biden book.
I mean, I can't imagine. I can't imagine how fucking bored you are. Did you hear Kamala Harris had that big thing where she took a picture for Vogue magazine and she wore like cool, like casual clothes? And like people were like, the first lady shouldn't wear that. And she just switched her whole outfit and was like, I'll wear like a Hillary Clinton suit. It was a scandal. It was one of her first scandal.
Wait, which one?
Kamala Harris.
Okay, so they were like, the vice president shouldn't be wearing... Wasn't she wearing like Chucks?
Yeah, she tried to be like cool and cash. And people were like, the first lady shouldn't be dressed like that. Yeah. She's like, she like apologized and put on like a fucking Jetson suit. It was like, is this better? And people were like, much better. There's exactly. People out there who saw that and were like...
Ugh. I remember they were mad at Obama for wearing a suit. It's also funny because the Democrats are always like, remember, like, because it was during Trump when every day was like a wild controversy.
Yeah.
They're like, remember the biggest fuck up under Obama was him wearing a tan suit? It's like, I don't know. I remember some other ones.
Obama
did some other things.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they lost all those guns?
Yeah.
In Mexico?
True. True.
Remember when they were trying to give Chapito AK-47s and they ended up losing them?
Yeah. Didn't the Zetas get their hands on them?
They all did. And they just killed a bunch of people with them.
And Gaddafi got hit. Gaddafi got rammed.
Yeah, poor Gaddafi, dude. Yeah.
They did him dirty, man.
They really did him dirty.
They really did. They let him speak in front of the whole UN. Like, nah, dude, tell us about your fucking little green book.
Story?
He had a little green book. I tried to read it. It was unreadable.
Yeah.
It sucked.
He was a little whacked.
Yeah, I was like, this guy might be onto something.
Was he like a Pan-African guy? Didn't he want Africa to fucking unite?
I think so.
Probably under his rule, which is a sick way to be nice.
I think a little bit, but I think also his role was basically in keeping migrants. He was the stopgap for like European countries. Italy and Greece were like paying him off to basically put in detention like the Central Africans trying to come in to and then he died, and you know, they don't have a guy doing that no more.
So he was trying to keep
he was basically Mexico.
Yeah, it was as so, if we paid Europe, Mexico
to gotcha. Stop immigrants.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But wasn't he what was the Can't Get You Out of My Head guy?
Adam Curtis.
Wasn't he in the Adam Curtis doc? Or one of them?
Probably,
about how, like, the U.S. was kind of just using him, obviously, the whole time. And he, like, they made him take credit for, like, a terrorist attack.
Yeah, or they blamed him. They blamed him.
And he was like, okay, sick. I'll be like, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
I am powerful.
Yeah.
And then he didn't do it. And the U.S. knew that. And then they were like, I don't know.
Dude, imagine. Nah, you're chilling, dude.
He was a paid scapegoat for a lot of stuff.
Yeah, dude. You're chilling. You're in full control. Right in. And then they take the people, like your people.
Yeah.
And they another country poisons like your entire nation's mind against you. And then they come and they murder you.
Yeah.
You're chilling. You're doing it. Like, dude, apparently people loved him. Again, from what I've seen. I don't know. Maybe he did some bad stuff. But like.
He probably did some bad stuff.
But yeah. If you're in the Middle East ruling, you're doing a couple of things. Yeah. You're going to fuck around. But yeah, dude, you got your whole country gets turned. Or I think there's always, they just identify people who don't like them. They're like, we agree.
So they did. They got Saddam. Were we talking about that with Louis on the podcast? Saddam. With Saddam getting hung?
Yeah, I think we did. I think we might have.
Saddam getting screaming. Just in a room of screaming dudes. You get fucking hung.
And he said, shut up.
And he said, shut up to a guy.
Before he got hung?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
About to get hung, and a dude's like, fuck you. You're just like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Right. He's a real charmer. The guy who had to watch him in jail wrote a whole article about just,
how cool he was
watching Saddam and just, he's a sweet talker. He'd find out about your family. He'd remember their names. He loved cigars.
You'd remember your families, dude.
Yeah, he would.
You'd go get them if you started acting.
True, yeah, he was quite the list maker.
You ever watch you ever see the video of him like taking power?
No.
And he has all the Senate. And he's like, here are the traitors.
Yeah.
Then he made the other guys execute those dudes.
Yes. You showed
me that.
That's
how you gain power. That's powerful shit.
Yeah, that was in the Netflix doc. It's like, that's like a tactic, like a very good business tactic.
Yeah. Make your subordinates kill each other day one.
Yeah.
Squid Games. Total Squid Games.
Arab Squid Games.
True.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. But yeah, Joe Biden's book was probably...
Joe Biden's book was a fucking dud, dude.
All she had to write about was like, I actually knew... She probably met Saddam Hussein. Couldn't sell 200 copies. She should have been like, I sucked his dick.
Yeah, sucked Saddam Hussein's dick. She should have
went like full slut literature. Like, that one time.
Yeah, it'd be funny if she wrote like, instead of like a presidential type shit, if it was like... Like Chelsea Handler, hey vodka, it's me, Jill Biden. Just a thing about I was getting my pussy eaten. Fucking,
hey, Will Butrin, it's me, Jill Biden.
Yes. She should have outed her son. She should have just destroyed Hunter. Yeah. Destroyed Hunter. She should have done a tell-all on Hunter.
Dude, she should start. She should be like, my husband definitely molests kids. I have proof in my book.
I'm trying to sell this book.
She needs to get part two going.
Yes.
You
should fucking ghostwrite it.
I might.
Yo, you'd be good at that.
Ghostwriting Joe Biden's book?
You did the fucking, that Pence video you made years ago was fantastic.
Thank you.
You could write a biography.
Fan fiction?
Yes.
It's not a bad idea.
You could write a biography for Joe Biden or Hunter or one of those guys. Hunter would be so sick.
Hunter would be tight.
Totally, yeah, but
Hunter had to write a nice guy.
Yeah, bio. Like to write a bio for Hunter as Hunter would be so fucking.
That'd
funny.
Be pretty tight.
Be like, yeah, dude, I was doing crack. Dude. Like, you'd be good at it. You're good at writing on behalf of those types of guys.
Thank you. I want to write the Mike Pence biography. I want to write
Pence,
a biography.
Personal, just a totally made up bio.
It's just gay stuff.
Don't do any research. No, don't even know what state he's from. What state's he from?
Ohio. Iowa.
Sure. India. You're fucking
Indiana.
Right.
He's one of those IOAs.
What did his father do? How many siblings did Pence have?
Probably four.
Who's
four
his favorite? He was very close to one of them, right? His sister.
I don't know.
Maybelline.
All I know is Indiana. And
his brother Paul.
No. I'm trying to help with the ghostwriting process. I mean, you got to paint a picture.
Paul Pence. Yeah, I don't know. Dude, I'm telling you.
He actually changed his name, though. It's short. He shortened it from Pencil.
There's an Ellis Island Pencil. Michael Pencil.
And he is not gay. Include that throughout the bio. By the way, a guy tried to fucking put a hit on me, and I said no.
It should be like his early years are just constantly fending off like homosexual advances. The whole time in Indiana, just two boys in a cornfield.
Just cold, keep trying to suck his dick.
Their chapped hands in their jean jackets, just kind of like, it's cold out here. Pence like, the hell off me, dude. I'm trying to run for fucking office. Can't be out here eating your ass in a cornfield.
Can't be fucking and sucking guys out here in this cornfield.
It is cold ass frigid weather. Well, I gotta fuck your ass in this fucking cold ass cornfield.
It can get too cold for a fucking.
Did you ever have sex outside in the winter?
No.
I did it in high school, dude. It was the weirdest thing in the world.
That's crazy.
I had sex in the wintertime outside in high school.
How
cold? In like a park. It was freezing, dude.
There was definitely some foolishness at parks in the cold.
It was so cold.
Certainly.
I don't know why I did that. It was the dumbest thing ever. I remember just being like, this is the dumbest thing. Yeah. Although, I will say, you know how like when it's wintertime, you hop in a jacuzzi? When it's wintertime and you slide up in, dude, it's kind of nice.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
got to be nice.
Yeah, that's pretty
tight. The warmth goes from there throughout your whole body. The warmth
that's
just fills you up.
That's actually kind of nice.
What a sweet.
Yeah.
The warmth of your love.
Yeah.
Your love making.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Did you orgasm?
Oh, of course.
How did you orgasm? Badly?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In the night? In a neighborhood?
No, it was like a park. It was like
raw?
Oh, yeah. I was a big raw bro.
Nice.
High school, I was actually good. I was good about condoms in high school.
Yeah, they scared you when you were a kid.
Well,
like,
dude,
you're going to get fucking
AIDS. Well, AIDS was still a thing when we were kids. AIDS is like
really?
Cured.
No, AIDS,
I never once was worried about fucking AIDS.
Because you guys went to Catholic school. They didn't tell you. True.
Oh, yeah, you were in New York with the boys.
Yeah, they told us about AIDS.
You were in boy heaven.
Yeah.
Our teachers didn't say anything. I don't think our teachers ever mentioned AIDS throughout my high school and grade school once.
Yeah, well, it was the generation before, like people in their 40s, 50s, really got scared about it. But I can't imagine they even tell kids anymore because it's like
AIDS?
It's pretty taken care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on our
outside of commercials nonstop.
Yeah, what? PrEP is
fucking AIDS commercials on TV now.
Really?
Yeah.
Pretty often.
I want to see them.
It's pretty sick.
I want to get the original HIV vaccine.
The vaccine?
I'm going to get that.
See what it does?
Or just get the original virus, dude.
No, I want to get the vaccine.
That could be cool, too.
I want to get vaccine boosted against HIV.
Don't
AIDS.
Get AIDS and don't fucking prevent it. Just get it and let it fuck you up.
It? Oh, just let it go.
Dude, every podcast. You'll die pretty quick, I think.
I could probably beat AIDS.
Just do it as a gag for the podcast. Just slowly disintegrate.
That'd be funny. That'd be really funny, actually, to like, you know, start wearing like turtlenecks and be like emaciated.
Oh, scabby.
That would stink.
That'd be sad. That is sad.
It is sad.
It's sad that the boys got fucking ravaged.
All the most beautiful guys in the world just slowly
and they were having
melting
so
away.
Much fucking fun.
Yeah. A blast, dude.
They were
dude, it was
wild fun.
Yeah.
There must have been so many times, like, guys, can you believe we're having this much fun? Like, guys,
this will
crazy.
Never end. This is the best.
If the five of us loved fucking each other's asses, it would be nonstop.
Like, dude,
if we were in here right now,
there'd be no podcast. That's for sure.
I mean, my problem, my
we'd
thing
be
is
so
like,
bitchy too. Oh,
oh my
such
god,
a,
I have so much attitude.
You would have so much
like,
attitude.
Dear, I'd have the poster like, dear Lord, please help all my friends be fatter than me. I saw a gay guy had that poster one time.
I would
be laughing. It was
I
a kitten with its paws like this.
Guys.
You think so?
With a kitten with its paws?
Say, dear Lord, please make all my friends fatter than me. I was like, dude, what a beast. I wonder how would that age, though? Like, if we were like a gay five piece. Like a gay
five piece house is fucking.
Yeah, but like.
I'd be so jealous, though.
You think so?
If I saw someone putting their hands on you without me.
Oh, man. That would be, yeah.
Our fucking, think of our milky thighs slapping.
Dude, our vein, we'd be tracing each other's veins through our fucking thighs all day. Yeah, but how would that age once you get in like your 50s? Like, what would you do?
I think the boys keep partying.
Yeah, lemon party.
Oh, you just find younger boys. Yeah, party. Then you get bank so you can go get younger, hotter boys, and the party never stops. Yeah,
you bring them in.
Dude, if all of us were like, yo, let's put our heads together and pull our money for like just to get trap younger, hotter boys.
Oh, easily.
Party, I think that's the whole like Fire Island dynamic. We don't even need money. Every summer.
Just catch them.
True.
Yeah.
We could go rogue on this and really start capturing some boys. If there's five dudes working together, we could accomplish a lot. We could do a lot. 19 dudes did 9/11.
True. Well, it'd be funny though to penetrate. You know, no pun intended. To go undercover as a hetero guy.
Yeah.
But to see if you could get like the full inner workings, but you just never would put out though.
Inner workings of what? The homosexual community?
Yeah. And just sort of like just get like.
I don't know if it's like a crime syndicate.
No. Yeah, but like to see like what the bro down's like. To get how like the full is? Setup of the bro. I bet down.
The party's fucking nice, dude.
I think there's yeah. parts.
It's got to be the best party possible. No broads, just you and blow.
How long do you think you could get away with not putting out though? You're like, nah, not tonight.
I think that could be a kink.
You
could be honest.
The first party.
What do you think?
I think it would be a bit of a kink that you could be the guy who doesn't put out. I think they could actually like that.
Just yeah,
if you twist it the right way. You don't think so, Shane? Rev?
I think party one, someone's on your ass, dude.
Well, this is why you have to go into the community. This is why you have to get in there because we don't know.
But you could end up getting fucking slammed your first night undercover.
Going to a gay bar and pretending to be gay all night would be so fun. Just not doing anything gay.
Sorry, honey.
Woo! Yeah. All night long.
Just being bitchy to guys.
It's bitchy as hell, dude.
Like, are you kidding me with those clothes on? You could never.
I want to do that. You think we'd be passable?
That's the moment. That's the undercover moment where they're like, you a cop? Like,
yeah.
And then you have to like, you actually have to do something sexual to like prove that you're not a cop.
True.
Would you gag on your own fingers? I would be like, I'm not gay. Or I am gay.
You think that would work?
Oh. Okay, gay guys would be like, oh he's good.
You think I'm a cop?
he's one of us.
Do? Oh, for sure.
You think they like
what type of shit talk would you say? Like, say you're at the gay bar. You're being bitchy, dude. A guy like Burke comes up and says,
I'm fucking voguing.
Yes, you're voguing. Burke comes up and says, hey,
hi,
cool moves, man. I like your moves. And then what are you going to say back to him?
Great dancing.
It's like, you couldn't handle these moves, hon, and I had to walk away. Hon.
And I'd come after. Hon. I'd say, I'd love to try.
Whoa.
And I would stop. It would stop me in my tracks. I would go.
You go, what's your name?
A little back and forth.
Yeah.
You're not like the rest of these guys. What's your name?
Yeah.
Oh, you're bold.
You're not from around here, are you?
No. I'm buying you a High Noon.
Oh.
And I'm not taking no for an answer.
Yikes, dude. Would end up, I think that would all happen. You'd end up just like getting blacked out and kissing a guy.
You would kiss a guy. Dude, that's like.
Then you'd cry. You'd wake up the next day and cry in your room by yourself.
But eventually, you become the life, the Donnie Brasco thing, or like those undercover guys who like join the neo-Nazi gangs and then like just kind of start getting into trafficking guns and like doing meth and stuff. Like, you'd get into it and you'd call your wife at night. You're like, I got to get out of this. I'm in too deep, but like you kind of love it.
Yeah, that's true.
You're in the community now.
Did you see?
I like it.
Did you watch?
It's great.
White Lotus. You didn't see? I think
I didn't see it. The end.
Did you? I saw White Lotus.
I heard the reveal.
The one
about
saying?
The father.
Oh, that was very
I think
fun.
That's the only non-independent film rimming I've ever seen.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
There's a rim about, job?
Bro, there's
you don't
a
see
scene
asshole,
there that's
but you
unsettling,
see
settling, dude.
Men?
Yes.
Yes.
Men rimming.
A guy talking a younger employee and it
the
eating his ass.
What type of filth is this?
Dude, it was jar like cuz I was like, oh, they're going to be like making out. You walk in the reveal cuz you're like they're in there like he's like making this younger like male employee take his shirt off. He's like giving him drugs and stuff. And he's like, we're going to have a lot of fun. And then they cut to like some other guy who's like walking into the office and they open it up and this guy's just getting his ass eaten and then by a dude with a mustache. And it's just like, what the it's wild.
Would you eat a guy's ass, Sean?
Yeah.
No.
Even if he was your employer, you're an older guy you looked up to.
An older guy I worked for.
Paid your way.
Would maybe. How much money?
You've had
probably
a couple.
I'd do under a milli for sure.
Eat a guy's ass under a million? Yeah. Fucking,
and you're all yacked up. Any drug you like. Yeah, I mean, you're numb.
Well, I don't like drugs.
You're fucking
like that,
numb.
You can smoke like
You told me you were doing
drink.
A bunch of cocaine with your friends.
That's not what I said.
Mr. and Mrs. Gardini. Sean's been doing cocaine at the beach.
Why would you say such? I haven't been to the beach, dude. It's off season.
You go down to the beach in the winter. Sean goes to the beach in the winter and does cocaine.
True.
Sean's been going down to the beach with his buddies and doing cocaine.
He goes to desolate, cold beaches and does
Mom,
cocaine.
Dad, that's
with
not
his
true.
Mr. and Mrs. Gardini, Sean's been doing cocaine.
Shane's lying, Ma. You know he's a comedian. He's doing a joke.
I think you scared him straight.
No more of that stuff.
Might have been talking to who he needed.
All right. And I'll do the same.
Thanks, man.
What with the fentanyl and all that? We don't need that. Yeah, unless you want to eat a guy's ass.
Didn't that guy just die? Yeah.
Which guy?
A lot of.
There was a guy. He was like one of those no bullshit dating type guys. He was like an older black dude who would just break women down.
Is that
like,
fentanyl?
Oh, Samuels. Yeah. Kevin Samuels.
Yeah, we watched a couple of those. That was very funny.
Fat bitch.
Oh, that
would just be talking to women and be like, "Yeah, well, you're fucking 30 and you're a whore.
You have two kids.
Nobody wants you. You're used up."
Yeah.
Be like, "Next call."
Tough talk.
And he'd have like a turtleneck and a metronome going behind him.
Damn.
He rocked.
Yeah, it was crazy.
And then he just fucking bought a bad bag.
Is that now what they're thinking?
That's what happened. They said he thought he was doing coke and there was fentanyl.
That's bullshit, dude. Somebody needs to cut that out. Whoever's doing that should stop.
Yeah, it's fucking shitty.
Talk to the narcos, dude. Talk to Chapito.
You think Chapito's down there doing it?
Yeah, they do.
Knock it off.
I don't understand how. I mean, I guess if you get the ratio right. Like, I don't understand what the business model is.
There's a rumor that other cartels are doing it to other cartels to ruin their whole fucking thing.
Fuck. Yeah.
And then there's other ones where if they put in heroin, it makes the heroin great.
Yeah.
That's always the rumor. The thing is like if somebody dies off heroin, everybody goes to that dealer. Like,
that's confirmed.
Let me get
that.
That's confirmed.
I believe it.
I know someone who's like, no, it's genuinely like
that.
I mean, we can go ask after this.
We can literally go outside.
We can go ask and like, yeah.
Around here is nice, but yes.
That was the other thing too.
Do you like to get your balls squoze right at the tip of that heroin high? Can I kick you in the nuts right when you're peaking, right as it enters your
veins? You could do this. You literally, if you wanted to.
You
could pay like $300 to like just absolutely kick a dude in the nuts as hard as you could.
$25.
Yeah, we could go down there for very cheap.
Oh yeah.
That's a whole thing. Like there's you can watch TikToks and shit of black dudes making crackheads do funny things.
Oh yeah.
Remember the milk crate challenge? They were making the boys run around.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I saw one of the dude try to do a backflip, just cracked his skull. And they all laughed. Everyone was like, ah.
Yeah, I feel like that might look worse with us. I feel like doesn't
won't
look
be
as
accepted.
You and I
you can get
doing
white,
that.
You can get like white fucking heroin guys. It wouldn't be
you get white heroin guys to do our bidding.
Yeah.
What type of bidding are we talking here?
I think just squeezing nuts.
Squeezing nuts, punching.
Yeah, punch him in the belly.
Like you should learn, like, you should train MMA and, like, try new moves and go outside and be like, $20, let me try this fucking spinning back fist.
Yeah.
You can work on real dudes.
Oh, you could, for sure. You beat the fuck out of them.
You can beat the fuck out of those guys.
You could pay, you could genuinely pay them to wrestle you.
That would be sick.
Like, let's start.
Because you would dominate those dudes. I know they're like, they don't have much feeling, but they're very weak
and
malnourished.
Yeah.
You could Royal Rumble. You could give them each $30 and be like, we're doing a Royal Rumble. Keep tossing them out of the rings.
Not to be a shameless self-plugger. That was one of the characters in my book that does this.
What's that?
He pays homeless dudes to fight him. He gets pissed off and he goes down there and he's like, he'll give them like $50 and he'll just be like, we got to fight. Like,
yeah, I remember this.
Please stop. Please stop. He's like, come on, let's go for real.
Yeah, but he beats the shit out of him.
He beats the fuck out of him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, you're fucked up.
You could do this.
Of course.
You could just go down there and just fucking sneak one of these dudes. You could literally.
You get them.
You don't even need to pay. You can just assault them.
But the problem is, though, you'd be down there doing this, and then Pop might see you down there. Poppy might see you just like teeing off on dudes and be like, what the fuck's good?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is his money.
Yeah.
That's his money. And also, I think people would be.
Yeah, Pop would
be. People would be like, leave these dudes alone, dude.
Yeah, people would be.
I think people wouldn't love.
Stop it.
Guys getting another just dude. kicking junkies in the nuts. Yeah, no, it's not a good look.
No, my one boy, he wasn't like going and beating up junkies. He was just down there like K&A partying, And he would like, you know, you've blacked out and you wake up like, what the fuck? He would black out down there, wake up in his car to like Puerto Rican dudes trying to get into his car and attacking him. And he'd be like, ah, just like, get out and drive away.
If you do heroin on Kensington, you must wake up to hellish fights.
Dude, he's often. He stayed in like crack houses down. He like chilled in those houses for weeks at a time.
Crazy. It'd be nice to go down there and give a dude a pedigree.
That'd be nice.
Get his arms.
Oh my God.
The moves, dude, you could do to these guys. They're like 90 pounds, a lot of these guys.
Oh yeah, they're skinny.
You could do fucking wild. A pedigree would be the funniest move possible. Kick him in the stomach, get one arm, get the other.
You could easily goad them into
tombstone
swinging.
Tombstone would be fucking
you
wild.
You could goad them into swinging on you so easy to defend yourself. Yeah. It's like, pussy, bitch.
Pussy. And tombstone. Tombstone immediately.
Oh, the fuck? You weren't going to punch me. You have it on camera. You literally up and down the block like, bitch. Broke ass bitch. Pussy. Fuck you.
Oh, that's fun, dude. Tombstone and a fucking crack, a heroin guy.
Yeah. Let's get it straight. No, you don't want a tombstone and crack.
I think they'd go it along with the suplex, dude. If you got them vertical.
Oh, they'd stiffen up. They'd go full 0G. Yeah. They'd stiffen up.
You'd be a sweet little treat for them.
Yeah.
What, getting suplexed?
Yeah.
It'd probably be fun while it was happening. Like in the air, they'd probably be like, oh. Like, blood would go to their head for a second.